This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Northern New England is experiencing one of its worst droughts in 50 years. Lakes, rivers, and streams are low, and thousands of homeowners are reporting dry wells. Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Randy Harris sticks his head into the top of his now nearly empty 18-foot sand and gravel well in Chichester, New Hampshire.
There's probably about 2 feet in there at the bottom. That's about it.
Until this year, Harris complained his property was too wet. That problem seemed to change overnight.
We just ran out of water. That's it. Boom.
The Harrises were lucky. Most people in need of a new well are now waiting 4 to 5 weeks. The family knew someone in the drilling business, so they only waited 2. But it was enough time to get the idea of conservation across to Randy and Deb's 2 teenagers.
So we actually ran out of water. It was like talking to the wall, saying, don't take a 20-minute shower.
Teenagers.
Yeah. But after we did actually really run out of water, oh my God, Dad was right. Right?
Even now that we have it back, we don't have to yell at them to get out after being in there for 20 minutes.
It's a lesson in conservation that's playing out all over the state. It's a little before 9 o'clock in the morning, and well driller Don Arsenal is clearing away the earth that's being spit up from the 20 to 30-foot long drill bit that's grinding through the bedrock. This is his first stop on another very long day. Arsenal and his co-workers have been working overtime since the middle of summer.
A lot of the people are real nice when you get there because they want water really bad, so they bring out homemade blueberry muffins or maybe give you a $20 tip. They're just real happy to see you because they want water.
On average, a new well costs about $4,000 to $6,000. That's not a price everyone can afford. Many companies charge by the foot, and predicting well depth can be difficult. What's more, drilling companies cut back when the weather turns nasty. And here in New Hampshire, winter means icy roads, snowstorms, and bitter cold. But that precipitation could replenish some dry wells. As Brian Morazic of the U.S. Geological Survey says, contrary to popular belief, water does permeate frozen ground, especially in heavily forested New Hampshire.
When that snow starts melting or when rain takes place during the winter, generally recharge is taking place. And if you look at most of the well records throughout the state, the observation wells, that's pretty clearly evident.
40% of New Hampshire residents get water from private wells. The USGS hydrologist says the drought is forcing many in the state to think about conserving water. And with 2 droughts in the last 3 years, Morazic finds he's often asked one key question.
Is it just a drought, or is it the paving of our aquifer that's taken place over the past 30 years? Is it the greater use of water for irrigation and landscaping? The answer to that question really is that it's both.
Recently, New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen proposed legislation that offers public water suppliers incentives to regulate and conserve water resources. Hydrologists say New Hampshire would need 13 inches of precipitation over the next 2 months to end the drought. That, however, is very unlikely. For NPR News, this is Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.